What does it mean when you say long live John Africa?
It's an homage to John Africa, who was a strong, dedicated, committed, deeply spiritual revolutionary. We think of him. We never want to forget him. We remember the many lessons he taught people. We thank him for bringing the MOVE organization, for finding it, for teaching and energizing and bringing those people, you know, from the dead level to the movement, to the revolution. So we never want to forget him.
Now, how do you characterize your association with MOVE?
Most would characterize it as a MOVE supporter. I support them because they're very inspiring people, very deeply committed people, very heroic brothers and sisters who have fought and tend to fight and will fight tomorrow, you know, who have fought for decades against the system.
People who just can't compromise with their integrity or their liberty.
Never have and never will, you know. Let me give you an example, and that might help people understand. Most people have heard the name Ramona Africa. I may have written about this. I believe I have, and maybe All Things Censored. But back when she was in prison, she was imprisoned after the May 13th massacre of 1985. She was sentenced to over 7 years. She was actually given a minimum sentence that would have allowed her to come out almost immediately. The price of that, of course, was she had to renounce MOVE, leave the MOVE organization, and have nothing to do with MOVE people. She intentionally told him to go to hell. And I had guys coming up to me, you know, good guys, right? From all walks of life, you know, throughout the prison. They would say, man, look, tell your sister, man, just tell them people, you know, such and such, just tell them just to... And I would look at them and say, I'm not telling her nothing. Because I knew, first of all, that she wouldn't hear it. And second of all, that she would never do it. And she never did. And she's just one of many. I mean, Sue Africa did the same thing. Bird Africa did the same thing. You know, MOVE people are very, very, very strong, very committed to John Africa's revolution. And that's just one example.
Doesn't it seem like this culture every day asks people to compromise a principle?
Well, yeah. In every walk of life. I mean, think about the people. Now, let's think about young people in their late teens, early 20s, and what have you, who, let's say, joined the reserves, or even joined service straight up, but really joined it because they wanted to make money for college or wanted to learn a trade or a skill, electronics, computers, whatever. They saw these jazzy commercials on TV. And then they got sucked into this Iraq war. They know it's wrong, you know. Young people are not stupid, you know. They heard about the weapons of mass destruction and the nuclear weapons supposedly hustled in Africa, all the BS. Well, they compromised, you know. And how many people have lost their lives because, you know, they fell victim to a lie? Over 800, I believe, at last count. All people, you know, die. But to fight for what you believe in is one thing. But to fight for a lie like the system, well, that's completely another, isn't it?
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.